However, I must put it this way. I do not agree with those who think that atomic power is the greatest element in our current unsolvable equation, let us say. Atomic power is a new and terrifying way of destroying people in great yards. There's always been the power to destroy people. What we really mean is that in order to compel people to do what we used to think we could do through war, we destroy a lot of people that otherwise we wouldn't have to destroy. I'm not so sure that the elimination of individuals on that basis is the problem of our time. I think it is. Where is mankind going? What's it trying to do to itself? What's it? It fails to develop a philosophy that is will stand up under the stress of fear, struggle for raising the standards of living, and so on. We revert to selfish methods of grabbing for ourselves, letting the other fellow come along with them. I think that the example in our own case, our internal strifes that are leading toward disunity that are witnessed now. Suppose this coal strike goes on a while and people are suffering and saying, well, my golly, they're doing what an atomic bomb would do when they're not doing all one place. People get sick, exposure, die of cold. Did you ever stop thinking this? Well, whoever invented the automobile invented a way to kill 40,000 of us every year, or 45,000. Well, don't you see? But you don't think of it in the same way. The atomic bomb has already captured the imagination about to kill a lot of people all one time. So that's not the, what I'm trying to get at is, that's not the critical part of our equation. And manifestly, as from your viewpoint, that you've got some value of let's say, understanding of the human soul that has to be incorporated into your ex in some way. And some realization that the divine power's got to give us a little more brains than we're exercising today, or we're the hell of a face. So I think you can state it the way you please, but everybody realizes it. Well, if I tell you, come in.
Well, it's time you say you're one of those electricians.
No, it's just wintertime and weather.
I believe you said one time that the world
was good.
Now,
you have no assurance in war that the right side wins in war. Therefore, it's stupid. Go.
It's thought that the most advanced means can get there first with the most.
Kill the most of the others in the quickest way possible.
Now, you know that this is rather tough.
Yeah, I know it's opposed to war, but don't for one minute believe that my philosophy yet will incorporate a completely pacifistic approach. I just can't see it.
Well, what do you... I'm not asking this for quotation, but my own satisfaction. You respect the position of the individual.
Oh, yes. I am... I believe this, particularly the individual who so honestly establishes his position that nothing, that no fear of his own life or anything else leads him astray from. But I just say this, even in the teachings of your own Bible, after all, which I've read through, by the way, I'm one of the few people who've read the Bible from cover to cover. And while it is true that the Christ reached out and admonished Peter for taking an ear off the soldier with his sword, at the same time there was in one of his principal disciples a readiness by God to defend against force by force. And the Lord himself, at one time in discoursing with the people, and I think you'll find this in some one of the early chapters of Luke, said, when a strong man keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. Now, personally, I believe in that. I don't believe there's any explaining away that the Lord knew exactly what he would say. There's no use explaining it in any other way. And I said, when a stronger man cometh along, he takes the goods. All right. Now, therefore, to my mind, question merely of living in this world and saying, I am helpless to defend myself against the evil and wickedness in someone else's heart. I don't see that I've... Let us assume that I am an inspired person and can do something in promoting respect for and devotion to a Christian, let us say. And then a perfectly senseless, stupid aborigine, an egregio, a felon, comes along and with a poison spear is about to stick it into me. Well, should I shoot him or shouldn't I? I say I should. And besides that, I'm obeying animal instinct. I don't believe that you have, in my mind, you can make much progress in disassociating the instinctive reactions with which I was born. And to try to disassociate those cult, which in this case we're calling Christianity, which I believe. What you've got to do is to show that they do go on together. And if they don't, then somewhere there's something wrong. Well, this is interesting, but I must get back to work. Nice to see you again.
And, about that house that I can't home, I'm certainly
glad you mentioned that. Yeah, well, it's there. I know that. I saw pictures there just a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and I appreciate that you mentioned about it. If you ever get the date in general, I'd certainly be happy to return it.
All right. I will. All right, fine.
Bye.
Bye.